It's Chevy Auto Showtime at your local Chevy dealer. Now's your chance to check out a Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup with 1.9% APR financing. Go to Chevy Drive Chicago for details. Hurry, this is one Auto Showtime deal you don't want to miss.
Patrick Dolan over there. He's an employment lawyer. Patrick, what sorts of things do you do?
Anything with regard to the workplace, John. If you have issues with regard to payment or something you're concerned about with regard to a colleague or a boss, you're trying to find a job, you're negotiating your deal, maybe you have a non-compete, those things are still enforceable, and you're wondering if you can even take that next job, those are the sorts of things I walk through.
And are you seeing any trends? Are people talking to you about certain things these days?
Not anything unusual, I would say. There's still folks looking around for jobs and figuring out whether they can take them under their non-compete. And there's compensation issues that folks are concerned about with regard to bonuses, commissions, et cetera.
Okay. You want to get right to the questions?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, I have a question for Patrick, says the 630. I received commission on products I sell, and any product I sell. I was severed from my position effective March 6th. If I have things in the production queue that are not shipped out and will not ship out until after March 6th, am I entitled to that commission when the product ships?
It's a great question. In the first place we need to look, John, is at the policy, the commission policy, to see when you have an earned right to that commission. Is it when the deal is signed? Is it when the product is shipped? Is it when payment is made? Illinois law requires that we focus on that first. If that's ambiguous, then you got to look at historically when folks have been paid out their commissions. In other words, what obligates the company to pay them? Is it that when the deal is signed? That's often the case. And so, you know, most of the time when folks leave who are paid pursuant to commissions, they are still due commissions most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is we have to start with the policy first. Illinois law is pretty favorable in terms of commissions and bonuses. You know, if you've worked to get the deal, you've earned the money, generally speaking. We just have to make sure the policy doesn't undercut that.
Well, most companies recognize that and they'll follow along.
I don't know, because it really depends on what the policy says. They don't want to go against their policy, but at the same time, if they have a huge sales force, they don't want to undercut anybody, because that has a trickle effect. Then everybody is concerned about whether they're going to be paid.
847, the trend a couple of years ago was unlimited vacation time. I feel like it causes more problems than not. Do you notice more companies getting rid of that policy and giving people set time again?
It's a really good question, too. I don't know if I notice more companies going back. I notice fewer companies starting the unlimited PTO. That's the way I would say it. I think initially companies thought, hey, it's a great idea. We can, you know, we don't have to pay when folks leave. Nobody accrues it. We owe them no money, et cetera. So that was sort of a rush to change the policy. That's stopped. I don't see a lot of companies changing to the unlimited PTO. And also, under Illinois law, you do have a right to a certain amount of vacation, even if it does say, quote, unlimited, where the company thinks you're not actually accruing anything. You are, under Illinois law.
So if you're let go and you're like, the company's like, well, you have unlimited time and that means you don't get any on the way out. No, there's a guaranteed amount that you do get.
There's a floor below which you cannot fall. So if you've worked a whole year and not taken any vacation, even with that unlimited PTO policy, you still have a right to some vacation time paid out.
312 wants to know, speaking of unlimited vacation time, my colleagues who worked at the company before 2021 got that. The rest of us got something else. Is that legal for new hires to have a different policy than people that have been there before?
Yeah, no, that's yes, it is legal, just so long as the change in the vacation policy isn't retroactive to people who are already there. That happens all the time. Policies change all the time. So folks can come in under a new policy. And, you know, whether existing employees are grandfathered or not, that's completely up to the company.
Well, can the company change their PTO policy on people that have already been there?
They can, but they can't. They can't allow or require someone to forfeit accrued unused PTO.
Right.
So you either pay it out when the policy changes, or you keep it, and when you leave, you'll still be paid out.
So if you had 6 weeks and that was what you get, And now they say, well, no, you only get 3 weeks now. Okay, moving forward, that's fine. But if you've accrued and you have some in the bank, you're entitled to that. They can't take that away from you.
Yes, very clearly, yes.
Okay, so that's with the change. 312-981-7200 if you have any questions for Patrick Dolan. Someone wants to know, as this comes up a lot with you, Patrick, whether commissions or separation agreements can really stop you from going to work somewhere else. Can they stop you from going to work for a competitor?
The short answer is yes, but there's a huge asterisk, John. So non-competes are enforceable in Illinois, as with most states, but it depends on how they're written and what the person wants to do next. So we start with how limiting they are, or if they're really broad, maybe they're unenforceable. But it really focuses on what you do, what you're trying to do next, and whether that next job potentially is harmful to the company. But that's all premised on the fact that a non-compete is written the right way. But you got to work through where you want to go, what you're going to be doing. Is it going to be harmful to the company? Are you so specialized in a particular field that you are unemployable with a non-compete? All those things factor in. I talk to people every day about these sorts of things.
And there's a dollar amount in Illinois, right?
There is. So if you make less than $75,000 annually, total compensation, then the non-compete cannot be enforced against you. Non-solicit, it's $45,000. And those numbers are going to go up a little bit each year.
Okay, we have a question for someone about planning to tell their company when they plan to retire, and they want to ask you about that. We'll put a pin on that for just a moment. 847, we'll ask it. Patrick Dolan, continue to take people's questions. Let me go find the one that I said I was going to read and talk amongst yourself, Patrick.
Yeah,
while I find
just wondering. I need to clarify. I have a clarifying question. Where does Route 66 go around here?
It goes to Navy Pier.
No, but literally, does it?
I think. I don't think they're making this up. Maybe
I've never heard that before.
I forget which street it trails on down here, because it kind of comes from the southwest, obviously.
Yeah.
I think Ogden's a large part of it, okay, into the city. And then I don't know where it transverses to get.
I just didn't know it came across the loop at all.
Yeah, no, it definitely starts here in the loop somewhere.
Okay.
Well, now it starts at Navy Pier.
Yeah, no, I get it. I just didn't know. Thanks, John.
847, thank you for talking amongst yourself.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Planning on telling my company that I plan to retire at the end of this year. We're less than 20 people. I'm third in line. I don't know if that means third in line to retire. You're third near the top. Okay. When is the best time for me to advise them? And is there anything I should do to protect myself in case they let me go prior to my planned retirement date? What a great question.
It's a great question. So I would tell them, assuming you have no obligation to give them a specific amount of notice on like an offer letter or something like that, I would tell them as close to the date as that you're comfortable with, because you really don't want to be terminated. And I don't know if the retirement date that this person has in mind is a particular anniversary for something. Maybe it's a trigger in terms of benefits or separation pay or some kind of equity or something like that. If it is, then I would be very mindful of that date and announce it as close as possible. So, you know, nothing bad happens. But even if you are terminated before then you could claim that it was some sort of retaliation or breach of contract or something like that. And if you're not given the benefits that you expect on that retirement date.
Okay. Question about the Paid Leave for All Workers Act.
Yes.
Which was from 2024. According to this new, and this is from the 847, according to this new policy, if my company is implementing this on March 1st, even though it went into effect in 2024, am I eligible to get retroactive pay if I'm separated from the company this year? The company is more than 50 people. It's located in Lake County. There's a lot of moving parts with that question. Let's say you're in a job and they just were not following the rules, and now they're implementing it on March 1st. Are you entitled to either retroactive pay or to get your accrued time that you should have had and given it to you?
Yeah, let's talk about accrued and used PTO, because I think that's what the question is actually asking. From the time the law becomes effective, you have a right under this law to a certain amount of accrued unused PTO.
Every 35 hours you work, you get
Chicago,
an hour.
40, yeah. In Illinois.
Okay.
Right. So every hour you work in Chicago, every 40 hours you get 1 hour, right? And so that accumulates over time from the time the law passes. So a company can't later on change their policy or something and suddenly just don't think they have to abide by the law that started 2 years before their policy.
I think they're finally abiding by it now. Oh, I see what you're saying. They can't legally just say, nope, it didn't start till now.
Sure. Absolutely. The law applies to, you know, eligible companies, a number of employees, et cetera. Once it does, that's the bottom line. And a company cannot provide less PTO than the law requires.
So, okay, this person says that hasn't been in effect, even though the law was. The company's finally implemented it March 1st. Good on them to finally do it, but it's been in effect. So what I'm asking is this person entitled to all those hours they should have accrued?
Yes. Just because the company's not compliant doesn't mean that they can get away with it.
Now, the accrual rules also do allow for limited carryover from year to year.
Yes.
But if they never accrued it in the first place, they should be entitled to get all of it and not have some of it chopped away because, well, you only carry over a certain amount of hours over time. They never knew they had it.
Yeah, but at the same time, John, there is a carryover limit under the law.
But if you never were accruing because they weren't letting you accrue, how are you to have known?
No, you'll get that limit that is allowed under the law. You know what I mean? So you're going to get whatever that limit is annually because you didn't accrue it during the year. So you'll just get the whole chunk.
Yeah.
Entitled to the whole chunk.
And is the company going to do that, or is this person going to have to send a letter to their company?
I don't know if they're going to do it.
They might have to call you, is what I'm saying.
I mean, if they bring it up to the company and say, hey, this was the law for a couple of years, what, you know, where's all my accrued unused PTO that you didn't give me? But, you know, what we don't know, John, is how much accrued PTO the person got from the company and how much they used. Remember, this is just a floor. The law is just a floor. So if the company comes back and says, yeah, we knew the law, but at the same time, you used 40, 50, 60 hours, we don't owe you anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you have to do that math too.
312-332-7800 is how they reach you,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So ask them, follow up.
Well, yeah.
And actually, so could then the other part of the question was, what if I separate from the company this year? You should still get the back pay for the accrued time you were entitled, right?
100%. That's going to be part of the demand when you respond to the company's proposed separation agreement. There's a whole bunch of stuff, John, that we include in a counteroffer to any separation agreement. That would be one of them.
In Illinois, as an independent contractor, the 312 asks, does a company have to pay minimum wage per hour? And does that apply if it's for 45 minutes? And what if they say... What if they do not say what the pay rate is and just say flat time? I don't know quite what they mean by that. Maybe they're saying, does it have to... You're shaking your head. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, as a threshold matter, most wage and hour laws do not apply to independent contractors, okay? That's why the contract you sign is so important as to what you're going to be compensated. Because you have very little protection if the company doesn't pay you for something. We got to look at the contract.
Hey, you essentially, as an independent contractor, set the rate.
You do.
And the company either did it or don't. So if you said you're going to do it for $5 and it took 45 minutes and you're saying, why wasn't I paid minimum wage? You said you were going to do it for $5.
Yeah. No, what the agreement says, that's what you should be paid no matter how much time it takes. That's just, it's not an issue for most independent contractors.
Okay, we're getting a lot of texts in about the start of Route 66. Seems to be at Adams in Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Across from the Art Institute. So I don't know how they're extending that and how they're doing it, but Grant DePorter will have an answer for us. We'll get him on before the event to ask him.
So from there to the Santa Monica Pier, that's Route 66.
That is Route 66. Okay. I mean, not a straight line. There's
I understand that.
Weaving roads. John from the 630. My daughter resigned from her current job, had 88 hours of PTO. Company is not paying. Is that right?
Well, no. Assuming that there's no limit on how much can be banked and rolled over, absolutely not. They have to pay all accrued unused PTO under Illinois law at the time of separation.
I would just suggest to make sure you're looking at not the sick time, because they don't have to pay the sick time, right?
100% correct. That's right.
Okay. That's an important designation. Because a lot
although
of people...
Go ahead. Yeah. Although there are sick time requirements in Illinois and Chicago now that have a certain, you know, a certain floor, but most of the time, no, you do not get paid sick time. So, but I strongly suspect, John, that that's PTO, that this person has banked 88 hours that need to be paid.
Yeah, like 10, 11 days worth
of
stuff.
It's not that much, right.
Exactly. Yeah, they should pay you for it.
100%.
I remember I left, this is not this company, this was many years ago. I left a company and they gave us like 2 weeks at the start of the year. And they were like, you know, we're going to pay you for your 2 weeks, even though I left like in January. And I was like, they're being so magnanimous. That's great. It turns out they legally had to do that, didn't they?
Well, if that's...
It wasn't accrued. It was at the beginning of the year, you got it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, then they do. Then they do. If they said you accrue all of it in January 1st, you leave January 2nd, you got to get paid all of it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, they're so generous. What a great company. How nice of them. A nice gift on the way out. I'll always remember that. Oh, they were legally obligated to. Right. Patrick Dolan, how can people reach you?
312-332-7800.
We're going to have a bazillion texts. Okay. We're going to save them. You're going to join me. Let's Get Legal Sunday. A different time, different day, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sounds good.
Okay?
Okay.
That's Patrick Dolan, everyone. John.